there. So Edim Zeynim, who were Yachayim Mised, because they are Zoma, to have him executed, but if it was the Zoma was directed against someone who had been in the Gavetele, so they are not Chayim Mised. ועשיסה ועשיסה ובייחוש דמחרת עשיסה ותריבה ועלם ישנה אמרו לנזיר ועושה גרובה ויחיתה מדיבת כנולי the same performance not up see so ועתניה ברבה אימיה if the Nidin was already executed by Sanhedrin and then the Amizem then they're not חייב מיסה because כאשר זומם ולא כאשר עושה ועתניה ברבה אימיה לא יורג נרוד 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 so we learn it out from Edim Zeynim רבה שאומר עשים שחיקה עצמו תאמר רחמון יש חייד ואחר ויראיכו שם מוקים נקב כשוחית so how can we eat בוסו? We shecht so but maybe there is a treife so you can say all right once you share the behime you can test every organ of the behime but maybe the veishet nikab veishet bimashu so it's treife now when you shecht you cut it the veishet, maybe there was an ekev at the place where he cut it. So after the shechita, you cannot determine whether there was an ekev at the place where he cut it, because now the ekev is even bigger as a result of the shechita. So this is something that could not be verified. El Rav Mishnah Amrita Zubos Arud. Omer Rav Ashi Amrita Lishmaitze Kamil Rav Kane. Ve'amra lo Rav Kane Kamil Rav Sine. ויאמרו, בואו מלא ידיום ליחד אפשר, אפשר, יחד לא אפשר, לא אפשר. So what's the right? So in other words, so we certainly can prove that יחד לא אפשר, so then we rely on wrong. But how do we know that even in the case of אפשר, so we still rely on wrong. דילתנו אוכל רמי, הדחי שלימותי, אוכל נמד לא אוכל בישראל. So Rameya didn't eat any basar. Rechitei moch anamel. Rameya didn't eat any basar because of the possibility maybe the behemoth was a treibo. Pesach mikot shemait lameim ha'olai. So he can be a vegetarian. There is no chiyuv that, there is no mitzvah that a Jew has to eat meat. But how about Pesach mikot shem? It's a mitzvah derais. El eichad efsher efsher eichad leefsher lo yefsher. Och anam eichad efsher efsher eichad lo yefsher lo yefsher. Some may say, all right, we'll leave it here. Now, I want to remind you again that the vacation will be during Hanukkah. And right after the vacation, there will be a b'china on all of Chum, and all of the Gemara of Chum that we'll have covered before the vacation begins. So so it doesn't matter whether we'll cover in Shia all the Gemara that I intended to cover or not. So right after the vacation, the first day, there will be b'china on all of the chum, and then right after that b'china, it will start with hashvit.
V'im keima, kibim di amrinon, zil bosa chazoke, kol shum bosa rube, to rube chazoke rubot. So since we already learned out from Nigi Abayis, from the posi koviyotza keim na Abayis, that we go bosa chazoke and rov is more effective, is stronger than chazoke. Whenever there is a conflict between rov and chazoke, so rov prevails. So in mele, we should know from the same posik that chazoke is effective, we should know that rov is effective. In other words, so Tesis Nefesh assumed that the aloche of rov and chazoke, rov rodim, is grounded in svar. It's not. There is no gzeiras hakosov. If this is a matter of svora, that rubim chazoke rubim. So once we know gzeiras hakosov, that chazoke is sufficiently strong to be a determining factor. So certainly, yesh leima l'ravache v'yakov boye l'ikom l'chazoke mikom. Now, so we see from this teisves. So teisves says. So according first lashon teisves, inachname. According to Rabbi Yenison and Louis Pascal Rabbi Yenison. That we learn out from Yotza Hakim and Abayis that Chazok is effective, so Rav is also effective. But the Gemara's Kashi, the Shaila of Minon Musam Rabbonon is a little bit Ravach B'Yakov. He says that from Yotza Hakim and Abayis we cannot learn out, because over there it's possible that the Kain might determine without recourse to Rav by walking out backwards. So according to him, how do we know that we go Gazarov? But from the Russian of Teisves, it's mashma that he agrees with Ramban Drajbo, not with Rashi. He says, Ramach Bayakim Boy, we come with Chazoke Mikro. So what do you mean Mikro? We come with Chazoke. The answer is no. He agrees with Ramban Drajbo that we, of course, he agrees that there is Idin of Chazoke, but according to him, it's Aruch HaMishmi Sinai. You don't learn it out from the Posik of Yotzakim Nabais. That's why it says, do we come with Chazoke Mikro, but it's Aruch HaMishmi Sinai. This is how the Marsho explains it. Alright, now, that's the first element. So the first question takes it for granted that this halacha of Reuven Chazoke Begodiv is a svara. But then Rabbi Chaim Kahan in the Teisves further says, "Oh my, the first Rabbi Chaim, you hold the Reuven Chazoke Loim is svara. It's not a svara. Elu Yalfino mi paradume. That in itself is a yalfuse." The Trubim Chazoke Rubot. Which Yalfusei are Yalfunim Mipora Adume? The Azlinum Gosa Rubin. Afal Gab, the Ike Chazoke, because one of the Yalfuses that we go Bosarov is from Pora Adume. So Chaim Kahan says, from the same Posik of Pora Adume that we learn out the Biru of Rov, so you also learn out that Rov is in Varel even when it's in conflict with Chazoke. Because Yalfunim Pora Adume, דאזלין בסרוב אבל גב די כחזוקה כנגד רוב די כגברי שמאזינו לו בחזק הסתומי נאו what's the now by פור אדומה so we are not חישיש maybe the פור אדומה is a trefe why because רוב בהם is in trefe so maybe we take it for granted that it's ishleimo and if it's ishleimo so what so then we rely on that if a poor that when it's mixed with the Maim Chaim, it can be used for sprinkling upon the Tomei Mes on the third day and the seventh day. So in other words, we rely on that Rov we rely on that Rov in regard to the effectiveness of the Mei Chatos. The Mei Chatos to be Mitayir, the person who became Tomei. Now that person who became Tomei has a Cheskas Tomei, and through the Paradume, through the Mechatos, he has to become Toyer. So there is a conflict between the Rov and the Chazoke. So after the Chazoke, can I get the Rov, they can gather the Shemiz of Cheskas Tomei, still rely on Rov. So from that posse, so from the same Yal posse, that we learn out that we go Basarov, we also learn out that we go Basarov, even in face of the Chazoke Kineget. So we cannot say that we know that Rov is effective because Rubim Chazoke Rubodiv. Rubim Chazoke Rubodiv is not a svore. That itself is derived from the same posik that we learn out that we go Basarov. Avo Hichlayev Wrestling. Makshe, Amayu Yalif Mikol Kobonis, Didoche Shabbos, Loi Hashino Shemayim Tzokorob Mtreve, Vinim Tzashchil Shabbos. Now, every Kobon Tzibor, every Kobon Hakobu Elizman is the Cheshabbos. Let's say, the Kobon Musav, or the Kobon Tomi, so it's the Cheshabbos. Now, if the Behem is a Treve, so then the Kobon is possible. So the question is, how can we be Makre the Kobon Musav and Shabbos? Or Kobon Tomi and Shabbos? Maybe it's a treife, so then the Kobon is possible. So the Kayan, who is Makre, the Kobon Tomi, the Kobon Musav, is Michal Shabbos. The answer is we rely on Rov. So why doesn't Gemara say that this is the Mokeh for this Aloha to rely on Rov? So Teisve says, no, it's not right. We nearly the Yochel Nechiach Mishon. The Ike Lememar, the Misofik, Namer Omer Achmone, the Litche Shabbos, Mitzvah Skor, Moshe Pekoach Nefesh, Amunim Zevakam Dixuves, Lohoch Beacharim. It's no raya. This in itself is no raya, because we could say we don't rely on Rov. So then we ask, so how can we be makshiv kom tomi kom musaf Shabbos? The answer is, since we don't go basarov, and the Torah still tells us to be makshiv, tells the Kehanim to be makshiv kom tomi kom musaf, every Shabbos. So obviously the Torah, the mitzvah akrove of the Tomid or of the Musaf is deiche Shabbos, even misofik justice, because nefesh is deiche. And by pukach nefesh is deiche even negedrov. So here it is deiche l'chol apoches when there is rov, and it's still considered misofik. The man agumart. So the Gemara says that we could not deduce from atzomes of a common Pesach, where there is a nisa to break the atzomes, because it's possible to test the atzomes by putting by singeing it. So then they will not be able to nisa of etzel sishbo. V'afilu chol erev Pesach liyis b'shabes. So how should we muter to test it by putting a gacheles, a burning coal, on the atzomes? So he says, miloches yefshel asis merev Shabbos deiches haShabbos. So in other words, so he has here a big chiddush in Teisus. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Psochim, the same thing the Mishnah says in Shabbos ligabi mile, and the Mishnah says in Psochim ligabi kom Pesach, that machshirim sheefshel asis merev Shabbos. Machshirin Shef Shalaseison Me'erev Shabbos, so he's not deiched the Shabbos. Because of that, a Meir is allowed to be Malan Shabbos, but he's not allowed to carry his instrument on Shabbos in the Rishus Rabbim in order to be Malan, even though there is no Izemel in the house of the Tinik. So that's Machshirim. So Machshirim is not deiched Shabbos. Only the Etzem Ma'isa Militzel. The Loshna Mishnah is Machshirin Shef Shalaseison Me'erev Shabbos. Now the question arises, the Karaneiro discusses it. The Karaneiro in Erev discusses it. I mean, does it mean only that we are not allowed, a male is not allowed to carry the Zemel on Shabbos because that's a Machshirin that could have been prepared Erev Shabbos? He could have left his instruments in the house of the Tinek. He didn't, but it could have been done. But suppose there would be a situation where it was impossible to prepare it before Shabbos. Impossible. Let's say the Mizbeach, let's say Ligabe Yaakov Asko Pesach. So the Mizbeach became Nibgam on Shabbos. The Mizbeach became Nibgam on Shabbos. And so it couldn't have been fixed Erev Shabbos. Would it be allowed? Then it's Machshirin Sheyef Shal Asisom Erev Shabbos. Or the Pshat in Machshirin Sheyef Shal Asisom Erev Shabbos means every Machshir, not the Maisa Militzel. So he has that song. Now we see here, Teisve says in Feresh, that he says, V'afilu chol Erev Pesach liyis b'Shabbos, Miloche Sheyef Shal Asisom Erev Shabbos is Deiches HaShabbos. Is Deiches HaShabbos. After all, here it's still Machshirin, because that would be just to put a coal on the Atzomis of the Korban Pesach, when Shabbos is Erev Pesach, to determine as to whether it's Yisholim or Triv. So it's still Machshirin, it's not the Akrov itself. It's only Machshirin. So since it couldn't have been done Erev Shabbos, because he has to test it after the Akrove, and the Akrove took place on Shabbos, so it's different. So we see from this Teisves that it's only in the Machshirin couldn't have been done before Shabbos. It could have been done before Shabbos, then it's not different. But Machshirin that could not have been done before Shabbos is different. Alright. Asim Egaru. Teime, the Lidoche, Gabi Poron, Ve'eglo, keep the life as they go. Just as the Gemara says in connection with Aliot Mimu, that it's possible to test it as long as he doesn't sever it into two parts. So it's okay, so it's considered Mimu. Why isn't the Gemara Matre, the Alfuse, from Poradume, the Glarufe too, by Poradume? There is a loche of Shleimo, but maybe Shleimo means he shouldn't cut it in two parts. But if he just cuts it open and he doesn't separate one part from the other, so it's not inconsistent with Shleim. Here, the Gzasakosuf is that it must be mamish intact. So even if he doesn't cut it into two parts, it still will be possible. So we learn it out from haruf, from the hay, the test of Shleim. So this is a kashe, but we learn out from the hay other halachas. We come and we feel kindashin on. The Gemara is the kashe, maybe paradume can also be done out the arif. By the daloch is paradume, so he has to be slaughtered to shchita by cutting his money. Maybe it can be done. The Gemara says, why shouldn't we learn out the kavachime from Megla Arufe just as Megla Arufe? So is killed by arife, by breaking the neck, the back of the neck. So maybe paradume through kalachima. The Gemara wants to learn how the kalachima that paradume too can be killed by breaking the neck. So the Gemara says no. It's because it's a cause of ha'arufo. Zoi is barifo. Eglarufo is barifo. Veinacheres, but not paradume. It's not barifo. So from ha'arufo we learn out another thing. So how will we save kolabos or kabidomo shenasim mitzvah say so email him for anything that nasim mitzvah say email him be. So the Gemara says three mutek sive. So visomu, that's like kabi tumes adeshe, that there is no mile, visomu, it's on his beyach, and also from ha'arufo, that there is no mile. So we learn out from ha'arufo other aloches, but here we learn it out from ha'arufo the test of Bishleimo. ויש לה אימא, אימא הרופו מה שמשאפר, אמרו לי זה יסבר הרופו. ולסום לך, הועג לו להרופו, תעשית לו נועג לו שלא אימא, עושה לו נעוד, בואו תלחס. עשי מפרדום. That what? That we go בסרוב. Because if we don't go בסרוב, so how can we ever perform my say פרדום, but we should behave change, maybe it's a trade, so the פרדום is not kutshel. So it's a raya that we rely on Rav, that Rav behemes anatreyes. V'im teina, kiv di por bashdi shonim. So by the time the por adumo is nishreta, and it's nisre, so the por adumo has lived for more than yudveis chedesh, so memele, we have a right that the paradumo is not a trade, because if the paradumo, you see, the point is this: in order to be a trade, so there are two possibilities how the paradumo can be a trade. Either the paradumo was born a trade, or the paradumo was born a shleimo, and then after birth it became a trade. Now, once we establish that it wasn't born in Treifo, then we have no problem without recourse to the Aloha of Rob. Because assuming we don't go Basarov, but we already know that we go Basachazok. But like this, we couldn't say on the basis of Chazok, so it's not in Treifo. Because maybe this Poro was born in Treifo, so then it's not Shayach to say Chazok Mikor. But if we can determine that it was born in Shleim, and then so the next question is, maybe it became a Treifo a day after it was born, a month after it is born, half a year after it is born, 7 months after it is born. So then we can rely on Chazoki. So the discussion is, kiv di por bas nishonim, if da por adumo could be kshevo yim di por bas imo, so then we couldn't say we rely on Chazoki. Because if we don't go bas arov, how can we rely on Chazoki? Maybe it was born a treif. But since a por bas imo is not kshevo por adumo, it has to be poor bashdi shonim, so it's already more than yudveis chedesh old. So the fact that we see the paraduma living as a bashdi shonim is a raya that it wasn't born in treifo, because in treifo cannot live, cannot survive for more than yudveis chedesh. So now the question is, maybe while it wasn't, even though it wasn't born a treifa, but maybe it became a treifa later on, and now it's a treifa. So then we can rely chazoke. V'imtei makim nipor v'ashdishonim v'imkin diom ha'ayim v'shundek v'chazoke she nefeifo v'mandom ha'treifo nechayim ומי הוא כאן יש לו אימא והיא כחזוק האחרס כנגדו והם איתום היה לחס כוסי So if we didn't go, so if we go to Sarov, that was Rabbi Nachman Kain Israel. So then we can learn out the Tchum of Chazok of Vodi. But if we don't go to Sarov, and we just have one Chazok and the other Chazok, so the two Chazok cancel each other. So in Meile, we couldn't be mati at the Poradumo that it should be used for Hazoyes Michatos. Avol the Kamun Yalif Midim Zeim Mim Koshi. But then the Gemara on the base learns out that we go Basarov. Famidim Zeim Mim, because if we don't go Basarov, so how can we meet out missing against the Idim Zeim Mim? Against the Zeim Mim, maybe it's a trade for why don't we say since it was the Zimnim was certainly not born Taifas, because then they wouldn't be able to survive so long. So Mimele, it's a raya that they were born Shleimim, and as far as the possibility, maybe later on they became Taifas. So then we should rely on Chazoki. So there we can ask the Kasha. V'yei Shleima, the whole Chazoki, Shalom Yisbaro v'lo Yineidu Afim Shoa Achas, v'lo Yazlimon Basro. So that's a big chiddush in thesis. There is a machlekes rishonim on that. The sheet of the Rashbam, as the Sefer Truma in Siman Ayin Gimel points out, and the sheet of the Smag is to the contrary, that even a chazoke shaloi nizbaro v'shaito is also an effective chazoke. We had it in Bosa B'cholov, we even had it in Milichem. This din of kol chazoke shaloi nizbaro v'shaito in a chazoke. But this is thesis sheet. That kol chazoko shomin is baro v'shaito im chazoko when is a chazoko in good chazoko, let's say like the chazoko of Negev. So when the Kayan took a look at the Negev and he made sure that there was the size of a green, so at that time it was nischazik at that moment. Mashe'in ken hier every moment it's not nizbar here, the chazoke, in regard to that moment. But it is nizbar here that before it was, it had a chazoke. So now, the poor adumo, when it was born, could anybody say it has a cheska shleimo? Because when it was born, when this poor adumo, the poor adumo in question was born, so let's say it was born 2 years ago. So at that time there was no chazoke, because it might have been born a trip. But now that it's 2 years old, so it's a raya that it was born a shleim. So now it becomes nizbare in respect to before. In other words, not only when it's 2 years old, when it's Yudveis Chedesh old. So it becomes nizbare that Yudveis Chedesh ago, it was Ishleim. Because had it not been Ishleim or Yudveis Chedesh ago, it wouldn't live that long. So, but Bishaitei, when it was born, it was not Nisbaria. So a Chazoke that is not Nisbaria, Bishaitei, is not Chazoke. Is not Chazoke. Chol Chazoke shol Nisbaro, v'nei lo afu lesho achas, v'yadu lo baso. V'yishli, there's the Shite of Tesis. There's the Shite of Tesis. But the Shite of the Rashbam and the Smag is that even Chazoke Shalom Nisbar Bishaito is also a good Chazoke. Then there is the Shite of Rabbeinu Yehine and the Rashbo that Chazoke Shalom Nisbar Chazoke Shalom Nisbar is not a Chazoke like Tesis, but still Rabbeinu Yehine and the Rashbo Achilik and Tesis, according to Tesis. Well, I mean, it's no raya from this Tesis. From this Tesis, it's no raya. We'll see further. The Rabbeinu Yehine and the Rashbo, they say the truth that Chazoke Shalom Nisbar Bishaito in the Chazoke. but a chazoke can originate in the hope. So mele alive de emes, alive de. In other words, right from this part of the thesis there is no right, because this part of the thesis could agree with Ramnien, because thesis is here discussing what we would say if there had been no Yalfus that we go basarov. So the discussion is, why do we have to resort to Rov even if there is no Aloche that we go basarov? So we should rely on Chazoke, because after Yidveis Chedesh, it's a Raya, it's Nisbarel, Mafreya, that Yidveis Chedesh ago, when it was born Shleimo. So in Meila we should say, since Yidveis Chedesh ago, it was Shleimo, so Chazoke Mikor. So Teisa says, no, since it wasn't Nisbar Bishaito, you don't go with Chazoke. Now, but Habliyene says, this is only if there is no Din of Rov. But now that there is a Din of Rov, so then it can be considered as the Chazoko Shenizbar or Bishaito on the basis of Rov. On the basis of Rov. Because when this Poradume was born, Yudveis Chedeshim, 2 years ago, so on the basis of Rov, we had to say that Rov Behemoth, since Rov Behemoth is an Atreifes, that this particular Behemoth, when it was born, was not born a treve either, because Rov Behemoth are born Shleimus, not Treifes. So Mila, on the basis, and the Tramine says, on the basis of Rov, so we should say that this Behemoth was born in Shleimus, on the basis of Rov. Once we establish on the basis of Rov that it was born in Shleimo, because Rov Behemoth is born Shleimo, so then we can apply Chazoke also, since it was born in Shleimo, that the state of Shleimo is continued. שכול עשו רייס, ואין לי להעמיד פורחס קוסו, ולאים הרעש לי נטריפו. So suppose there was someone made cheese from many behemoths, and then it's נשחיתו אחס, and then it's נמצא סטריפו. One behemoth was a טריפו. So we say Shekulasu is. Now we could not say Lahamid Porach is Koso, because after all, this behemoth out of whose milk cheese was made, so they lived, all of them, more than in Mishredesh. So Mimele, it's Nisbara now that all the behemoths, including the behemoth that turned out to be a Trefe, so was born in Shleimo. Because if this behemoth that turned out to be a Trefo had been born a Trefo, it couldn't have survived for more than 12 months. And it did survive. So it's a riot that all the behemoths were born Shleimis, including this behemoth that turned out to be a Trefo. But the question is, did it become a treifo after the milk was obtained from the behemoth out of which the cheese was made? So then it wouldn't affect the cheese, the gvino. Or it was a treifo already before that. True, it was born in Shleimo, but it became a treifo before we obtained the milk out of which milk we made the cheese. So he says, that it's also, we do not rely on Chazoke. So from this Tesis we see that he's Chelek HaRavinyene. You see, from the first part of Tesis it's no right, but from this part of Tesis it's a Raya. From this part of Tesis it's a Raya. Because after all, Alibi the Emes, we do go Basarov. So Mele, if Tesis Shite had been that we do not say Chazoke, that we do not say Chazoke Shalom Nisbar, Bishaito is still a good Chazoke. Alright, but if he agrees with Rabbi Yene, so since Alibi the Emes, we do go Basarov. So Mimele, we should say, on the basis of Rov, we have to assume that all that, so that all the behemoths, including this behemoth that turned out to be Treife, even that behemoth was born Ishleim. And since it was born Ishleim on the basis of Rov Bishaito, even before the Beis Chedesh expired. So now we should apply the principle of Chazoke. True, now it's a Treife, but maybe it became a Treife after the milk was obtained. And at the time the milk was obtained, it still had retained the original status quo with which it was affected when it was born. So we see the thesis is chelik on that. In other words, mi u bitreife mach mashavei yisruch dimo yinupkinu liv deikef shoshoi yola heter ein lese de havel is wegzweke sofik in a treif in dim tzolim a treife ein me da hakach nitreif lo. So we have three shittes rishen. We have the shitte of the Rashbam and the Smag and Sifra Trumo that Chazoke shel nisbar b'shaito is also a Chazoke. Then we have the shitte of Rabbi Yehine that Chazoke shel nisbar b'shaito is not a Chazoke, but a Chazoke can be established on the basis of Rov. So maybe it's considered nisbar b'shaito. And you rely on the Chazoke. And then we have the shitte of Teitzves, that even though it can be determined on the basis of Rov, that it was born Ishleimo, so we still cannot apply this Chazoke. Chatos Kari Rahman. Yes. So that's either the Issa of Eva Menachai or is the Issa of Eva Zvucha.
But isn't there a role there that originally it wasn't?
No, not Rov. There is a Rov that it's not a trade for. But it's still, all behemoths are affected with the Issa of Eva Zvucha, and Bichayim, they are affected with the Issa of Eva Menachai.
So what about
Shaykh? What?
What about
Shaykh? On the contrary, I mean, so as far as Treife is concerned, so Rov behemoths are not Treife. So we cannot say it is Becheskas Issa because of the Issa of Treife. It is Becheskas Issa because of Eino Zvucho, but Treife not. Yes.
When he also mentioned the Gvinos, does he mean the Gvinos from the animals that are generous also? I mean, were the Gvinos mixed up, or do we know which Gvinos came from the Treife animals?
No, the Gvinis were made from the milk of all of them together.
So then on the basis of that role, shouldn't we be mad for all the Gvinos?
What is it?
On the basis of that role, shouldn't we be mad for all the Gvinos? In other words, the milk from the
Gvinos was bought. If there is a Teitzves doesn't discuss here the question whether is it a Rubes. In other words, that some Gvinis are alright and some Gvinis are not alright. So then it's a question of Bittul Rov. So then we have to consider it from the point of view maybe it's a Chticho Ruyel Yischabit. Here Thesis is not discussing the meaning of Taruves. Maybe here there is no Taruves. Maybe we know that every Gvino, every piece of cheese was made from all the milk and there is no Rov. I mean, he's not discussing here the end of Taruvis. Let's say as far as Taruvis is concerned, maybe Tzichticho Ahuil is Chavit. So there is no Taruvis.
One more question. What, according to the first lash of the Kosta, something comes to the top, that Ruba Azaka, Ruba Adi, and that it's based on Swar. What's the Swar? That Ruba is stronger than Azaka.
What's the Swar? Because Rob is... many things that can be taken for granted on the basis of Rov.
More things that can be taken for granted.
Than on the basis of the original status quo. Because the original status quo can be changed, you see. But Rov is not something that you could change it, you know, whenever you want, you see. So if it is not a Treife, it's not a Treife. And since Rov behemoths are born not Treifes, some mele, we don't have to be chaychish. Maybe it became a treifa. Mashiach, Chazok, so that's something that can change. That's the Cheskas Pnuyo. So she gets married, so she's not the Pnuyo. Cheskas Ishishish. She gets divorced, so she's not an Ishishish. Alright, Chatus Kaya Rachman. Teimet Likoya Haitaime Berish, Eima Midin, the Dai Kosom Gabi Plukti, the Rebbe Lezer, the Rebbe Yeshua, Adkan Lipliya no Birchoshi, Aval Heiche, the Vadai Robo Psur. So the Machlekes. There is a machleket between Rabbi Ezer and Rabbi Yeshua whether we can buy a Pora Adumo from an Ivet Kechovin, and that was Bizman Atanoim. So many Ivet Kechovin were addicted to this practice of being Revea Behemes. So the question is whether we have to be Cheshek. Maybe it was Nirvaz, if you buy Pora Adume from the Chovim, maybe it was Nirvaz, so it's Psulo, or not. Or we don't have to be Cheshek. So the Gemara says, the Machleket between Rabbez and Rabbi Yeshua is by Stam. Whether we can buy Pora Adume from the Chovim, whether we have to be Cheshek, maybe David Chovim was Revea, the Pore, or he was not. Or he was not Rivea de Por. Was not Rivea de Por. But if we know that it was Nevaz, then it's certainly possible as a Poradum. So the Daikos of Nalik looked up as a Rabbi Shua had come with Nigel Bershosh. Avalich and Vadai Robo is Psulo, Shmamino, the Kochim is Beachim. So it's a raya that it's kosher, that Poradum is a different Kochim is Beachim. So in other words, that Enoch Name that Poradume is Berikabais, not Kochem Mizbeach. But then you ask if it's Berikabais, why should Nirvaz be Psulo? Kochem Mizbeach, so in Kom, there is a Psul of Nirvaz. But if it's Kochem Berikabais, why should it be Psulo if it is Nirvaz? So the answer is because Chatus Kari Rachmoni. So then he borges another kashe, Monefshah. If Chatus Kari Rachmoni and the Torah declared that it should have all the psulim of Chatos, of Kochem Mizbeach, of Chatos, so the psul of Yitzhi Deifen should also be possible. Because for a korban, a Yitzhi Deifen, in other words, if the behemoth was taken out, Mimei Imon, through a Caesarian, so then it's possibly called. So maybe Poradume it's a day, we should also be possible for Poradume. Aloma Tanye, Higdisho it's a day for Psuo. So the Rabbonon say in Hanami, we Rabshime Machshia. So what's the Kashi? The Kashi is a little bit Rabshime. Peyush, we is a high droshe de Chatos, Mistome Akola, a poly Rabshime. If Chatos call you Rachmone, so Rabshime would not be Chelik on that din, that it has a din of Chatos. So then the Umotzi, so the Gemara says, Nam Zore, Eloshanepo, Voyu, Pumaisilbo, Paisilbo, Tvareyamo, Lavizikhovim, Paisilbo. Because the Torah says, Mimo, that it should not have a Mum. So since the Torah is Makbet, and the Poradum, it should not have a single Mum, it should not have a single Mum, so Mimele, Tzeraye, so Tzeraye, that, the Dvarevo Babis Khovim is also Pesim Bo. That if it was near Vaz, so it's also possible. Likach Psula Birvir, Ubi Yitzidei Feng Shir. Oh, so that's the term of Reb Shimon. Virabon de Pasla Bi Yitzidei Feng. Mishim Nisabu Di Kochim Izbeyachi. This is how Rashi explains the Gemara. So in other words, according to Rashi's Pshat, so this Halochet, that Chatos Kali Rachmoni, that Por Adume, even though essentially, it is a perek habayis, so still it is subject to all the psulim of kochem mizbeach of kabones, because of chatos kali rachmoni does not remain in maskon in the gemara in amrizori. But according to Reb Shimon, it's perek habayis pure and simple, and according to Rabbonon, it's kochem mizbeach pure and simple.
So, but here the Gemara says that it is Berek HaBayis, that it is Berek HaBayis, but still, and it has the Psovim of Kotchim Mizbeach. Umi Yuhal Kol Chochi Efshu Yifor Shekin. Yibichol Tuchtam Rimon Shane Po, the Kotchim Berek HaBayis, Im Kei, Averosik Rav Shimon. So in other words, what he says, we cannot explain it the way Rashi explains it in Nabli Zohar. Because according to the way Rashi explains it in Nabli Zohar, so that means that only Rav Shimon holds that it's Kotchim Berek HaBayis. But the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon holds it's Kotchim Mizbeach Mamesh. So Tesis explains the Gemara and Abizor differently than Rashi. So that's the Kasha Gimor. So that word, and we're not Gira Sel. Rashi is Gira Sel. Elo. So Elo signifies that the Gemara is Chizeya from what was mentioned before, from the previous teretz. The previous teretz of the Gemara was Shani Poro Dikari Achon Echados. And since we are Geres, and if we are Geres, Elo Shani Poro Upen Misbo, so that means that the Gemara rejects the Maskone, the previous teretz, Chatos Kari Achon. But Teisu says, no, we are not Geresel. So if we are not Geresel, so that means we don't reject what the Gemara said before, Chatos Kari Achon. Mshane Shane Poro, Hoi Umum Pesel, Bogu Yasinu Nelo, Uvi Svorin Lo Yukosu Velo, because of Roche Gatsin and Ella. So that's Rashi's Gersa. V'taim v'dechatos kari rachmoni. Le'ilom, v'taim v'dechatos kari rachmoni, le'ilom koi l'rabonon, di pasla v'yitzidim. So in other words, so that means that according to Tesis Gersa, that we're not Gersa, so the previous terrors of the Gemara and Avizore, of Chatos Kari Rachmoni remains Alim L'Rabbanon. So Memele, it's not. So Memele, Tesis Kashi was. How can we say that Poradume is a Kom, is Kotchim Mizbeach Mamesh, when there are so many Gemores that say, Shane Po the Kotchim Berek HaBayis. So according to Rashi, we have to say that's only a limited Rav Shimon, but we don't pass like Rav Shimon. So all these sukkahs and shas accord only with Rav Shimon. Mashenkin, according to Tesis Gersa, said that we are not Gersa. So that means that a limited Rabbonon of Rav Shimon, so the halacha of Chatos Kari Rachmoni remains. So all these gemores accord with Rabbonon, a limited Ilchase. They don't accord with Rav Shimon. And that's the reason as to why Yetzidevri is possible according to Rabbanon, even though it's not Kosher Mizbeach, it's Kosher Berek HaBayis, because Chatos Kari Rachmoni. But the Kasha is, how about Rav Shimon? How about Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon holds that it's kosher v'yitzidevin. So Rav Shimon certainly disapproves of this aloche of Chatos Kari Rachmoni. So it's kosher v'yitzidevin. But it's impossible that Rav Shimon should hold that Nirvas is also kshero, because both Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua, who were the rabbis of Rav Shimon, they both say that the Nirvas is psulo. Nirvas is psulo. So, Alibi de Rav Shimon, we say, why is Nirvas psulo? Alibi de Rav Shimon? Because Hoylumum pesalbo. So Elbo Babin is Chovim also pesalbo. That's only Alibi de Rav Shimon. Mashenkin Alibi de Rabbonon. So then it's Chatas Kali Rachmoni. Reb Shimon disagrees with the halacha of Chatas Kali Rachmoni that Por Adumo, even though it is essentially Kochi Berech Abayis, it still is subject to all the psulim of Kol because of Chatas Kali Rachmoni. That's only Alibe Trabonon, Alibe Reb Shimon. So in view of the fact that it's essentially Kochi Berech Abayis, so it's not subject to all the psulim of Kol. So because of that, Yetzideifen is Ksheiro. But then we ask, according to Rav Shimon, why is Nevas Psula? And how do we know that Nevas Psula is Alibi Rav Shimon? Because both Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua say that Nevas Psula. The whole machlokes between Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua is whether we have to bechishish and Ibit Kichobim that he was Reveya. But Nevas is certainly Psula. So according, and Rav Shimon will certainly agree that Nevas is Psula, because both Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua say that. So why should it be Psula? Why should Nevas be Psula for Paraduma according to Rav Shimon? After all, he is Chilik and that Deen of Chatos Kali Rachmoni. So the Gemara says, because Rav Shimon pays a ball, so Ervo, Babli Zoran Arbis, Vim Teimal Rav Shimon. So in other words, so Teisves is saying, you see, according to Rashi Avlizore, according to Rashi Avlizore, so the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon, the Rabbonon of Shimon hold that Poradumo is Kochim Mizbeach. According to Teisves, everybody agrees that Poradumo because so according to Rav Shimon, that is Berech Abayis. But Nevas is possible because Mum Pesulbo. So, but Treifo should be Ksheiro, and everybody agrees that Treifo is Psulo in Rav Shimon. The Yeshua Imad in Avkali Midichsift Mimum. כי דעשי לא מפה כמה נמסך עזב לזור. דיני הגוף אל אף טריפה והם יחסיב תומי. So ממילא he has seen the Torah says in connection with Torah Dume. Pmimo. That means that it's not a trip. The Rabbonon, oh, so the question is, so what do the Rabbonon darshan from Pmimo? Because the Rabbonon don't have to resort to Pmimo. That treif is possible because according to Rabbanon, there is a loch of chatos kali rachmoni, so it is subject to all the psulim of kol. Rabbanon is rich mimo lich sta shinon bisifrit mimo daf tish tzayre shchir es peislis. Even though on the whole it's adumo, it's red, but if it has just two black hairs, so it's already possible. Well, Rabbi Shimon tartish mamimo mit ich chosa mimo מדחוסף פנימו בין אדומו ואשרים במו ואין יש לו אימא דיבפסולה תולו בגופו מידי כולאו. So in other words, after all, this is a fact that the Torah calls the Poradumo Chatos. It's called Mei Chatos. So the Rabbonon learn out from the fact that the Torah calls it Chatos, that it is subject to all the Psulim of Kol, all the Psulim of Chatos, all the Psulim of Chatos, even Yetz David. Mashein kin Rav Shimon, true that the Torah calls it Chatos, Mei Chatos, but that does not mean, according to Rav Shimon, that it is subject to all the psulim of Chatos. But certain psulim of Chatos, even Rav Shimon is made it, that the fact that the Torah calls it Chatos implies that the intrinsic psulim of Chatos apply to Paradumi. Otherwise, the Torah wouldn't call it Mei Chatos. Why does the Torah call it Chatos? Because it has certain characteristics of Chatos. In other words, all the intrinsic requirements of that apply to Chatos apply to Paradumi. But Rabbanon say not only intrinsic, extrinsic, it doesn't make any difference. Chatos kali rachmoni. So that implies that it is subject to all the alochas of Chatos, to all the psulim of Chatos, even an extrinsic psul. Now, there are two kinds of psulim in the Kol. Treif is possible, but that's an intrinsic psul. In other words, it's a psul bigufe. So, but then it's day from his possibly called. That's not an intrinsic psul, because the Yitzdeifa means that the delivery took place differently than it takes place normally. That's not an intrinsic psul, that's an extrinsic psul. So, according to the Rabbanon, the fact that the Torah calls it chatos implies that all the psulim of chatos apply to Baradume, intrinsic or extrinsic. According to Rav Shimon, no. Chatos kari rachmone does not imply that all the psulim of chatos apply to paradume. So a psul that is not intrinsic, like Yetzer David, that does not represent any change in the behemoth, whether a behemoth is delivered naturally, is born naturally, or is delivered through a cesarean, so does not involve any change in the behemoth itself. It only represents the way the behemoth was born. So that's an extrinsic psul. So an extrinsic psul does not come within the aloche of chatos kari rachmone according to Rav Shimon. But treifo, which is an intrinsic psul, even according to Rav Shimon, comes within the aloche of chatos kari rachmone. Right. Wait, ich lima, im Prosel hat tolbi guven mit der Glaume, tut nein schochte schon in die Schmob psulo, weil mich hat es. Und wie sifri name, der Aschino, hat es in die Meer lima, wie kam es roches, so that means im Rav Shimon, darshins da loche of khatos kai achmonedik de machleik mit rav shimon rabonon is in regard to the extent of khatos kai achmon whether it applies to all da loches of khatos or to certain loch vim tema bechol duch in dem shale kotze bet rabai si amay lo khoshem ki kotze misbeach mish me khatos kai achmon ve yesh lo ima bechol duch in misal ko bikosh achim o ferken kotze mikoma de impo is et mo mish me kotze bet rabai si Kim Nachkuso, why shouldn't we say, but true, Kochimere Kabayisi, but it still is. Chatos Kali Rachmona. So, Mele, it should be Iset Muratu. So he says, Kim Nachkuso, let's be Guva Paul, Ishayot Roshe, the Chatos Kali Rachmona. If it is, Mamesh Kochim Izbeach. So, hold the aloches of Kochim Izbeach naturally apply to Paradume. Since there is aloche of Hoyohut Morosi Yekidesh, by all kochim is beyach, so then it should apply to paradum also. That it must be a kiddush. But since essentially paradum is berkabayis, but it's exeras hakosuf that it is subject to all the requirements of chatos. So mele exeras hakosuf only implies that it is subject to all the requirements of chatos in respect to the paradum itself, but not in respect to the tmure. ובבחינת למה לקום עבדים ואיסר ביסר ואבי לאחר שניב זה שמישקוד בית הבייסי ולהב כפסול המדושן של ניבדו that is also בגיזר ואבי דו ואוכלתו ולגיזו בוסר וחולו so ולהב כפסול המדושן של ניבדו משום לאחר פידיין שאין תרספור עליו ויקר ירחמון החדוס in other words those איסורים that apply to קודשי מזבח after פידיין So that is only Shaykh and Kochim Izbeach Mamesh. Masheik, Gil Gabi Paradume. Essentially it is a Berkabayis. But it has the psulim of Kochim Izbeach of Chatos, but it has no application Lachapin. Iname, Mashem Livdeis, and it's Muter, even in Gizo, Hainim Shibil Impes Masnale, Olel, Dilo Yutzrechu Tehli Domeo, Kedam Rufer Kamel Yishuwez. So Memele Da Aloche, of Psula Amidoshin La'acha Pidyen that it's Osa B'gizo Avedo has no application to the Paradum La'acha Pidyen because Paradum La'acha Pidyen there is a special aloche of Livbez Masna Olel the Ilo Yutzrucho so it should be at the very outset with Omero so it's not so mainly it cannot have the din of Kochim Izbeach Lacha Pidyen because since it turned out that Lo Yutzrichu so at the very outset it was so Bezdin was Magdishet only in the Domer alright Vishocha Vissor Av Av Pishin Shposik Echot Mitaim Mikom Oki Mashma Vissor Av Sapo Kmo Shoy Yisom Vissar Shchite Meliksi Vissor Av Kigin Shohoyo Ovi Vimei Chvushim Mibeisa Asor So, Oven Vimech Wishim Bezasuri. So the Gemara wants, so the Gemara wants to review the Raya from Akra Oven Vimech. Why? Because we could say that we don't go with Rav, but then you ask, so how can we be sure that that is his father if we don't go with Rav? Maybe the halacha of Makor Vime Meis Yumos should be visualized in connection with the case where the Ovi Vime was Asurim, so the child could not have conceived from someone else. So in such a case, and if they were not chush misasurim, so in Lachaname, then we Bez Sanhedrin does not meet out with it. So the Gemara says, even if we be chush misasurim, but there is still a certain shame, a certain guard in the prison. So in Apitropis Larayas, so if you don't rely on Rov, so you cannot be sure, even in the case of chush misasurim. So the Gemara wanted to review the Raya on the basis of the possibility that the halacha of makor vimech misyumos should be visualized in connection with the case of vimech mush misasur. So Teisa says, no, the Gemara could have refuted the raya on a different score. V'eid have motzel meidat v'dilmo mishum daz nilom bosach hazoke d'amidoim v'cheska sadeikes d'amidoim. So Teisa is saying that Gemara could have said, no, how do we know that we go Bosar? How do we know that we go Bosar? Maybe we don't go Bosar, but then you ask, how can we meet out missing? To Makor Vime, the Makor Vime maybe is not his father. No, the Aloche. The reason is why you can meet out missing because of it, not because we rely on Rob, because we rely on Cheskes Kashres, but on Rob not. So Teisa says, Veida b'motzel meidak v'dilmo mishum dasdinu bas chazoke dam Cheskes Adikis. Now this Teisa is strange. If the Gemara had refuted the Raya, and the Maskonet, this Raya, would have been rejected, so then the Gemara thesis could say, the Gemara could have refuted on a different score. But the Gemara tried to refute the Raya on the basis of the possibility of applying the din of Makor Vime Midi Ischayur Mise to the case of Vime Chushim Bisasuri. So that the Gemara was matched that rebut. Afimu hochein apetropes la'arayis. So that means, no, you can't deduce from Makor Vime that we do go Bosarov, because if we are to assume that we don't go Bosarov, so Mimele, we should never be able to meet out Mise against the Makor Vime, even if the father and the mother were Chushim Misasurim, because there is still a possibility that the child is not his, because in Apotropos Larayas. So that means that according to Maskone of the Gemara, so that means that according to the Maskone of the Gemara, so so we do deduce from Akevor Vime that we go Basarov. Mashain came, but we could say, no, we don't go Basarov, because Enoch Name, we don't rely on Rov, but the reason is why. The reason is why we give, if we meet out Mise against the Makor Vime, because we rely on Chazoke. Chazoke we do rely on, but maybe Rov not. Maybe Rov not. Now, seems to be a very simple teretz on Teisa's kasha against the Gemara. On Teisa's kasha against the Gemara. So that means in final analysis, Teisa's is really asking the kasha against the Gemara. Because Tesis doesn't say. The Gemara could have refuted it, but the Gemara refutes it anyway. But the Gemara does not refute it anyway, because the Gemara is rejecting this rebuttal of the Gemara, of the Makshe, who said, "My so that means that Teisves is asking a kasha against the Gemara. How does Rav, against Rav Kani? How does Rav Kani deduce from Makshe Vime that we go Basarov? Maybe we don't go Basarov. But the reason why we meet out, we say, is because we go Basarov. But there seems to be a very simple teretz. And this is kasha against Rav Kani. We cannot say that we know that he is a son of the mother's husband. I mean, we know that she is the mother. In other words, we have Avi. That's all. That she gave birth to him. And we know that this man, the reputed father, is her husband. Now the question is the reputed father of the established mother the father of the one who was Maki? So Tesa says, maybe we don't go Basarov. But how do we know? On the basis of Chazoki. What's Chazoki? Because Cheskas Kashres. Now the question is, Cheskas Adekes. So they go, the Cheskas Adekes, but it's not Monefshech. If we don't go Basarov, and we cannot rely on Rein Bilis Alachacha Boa Abal, so Mimele, it's possible that the mother is the biggest Tzidkonius in the world. But maybe they are showing in the world. I mean, we cannot say on the basis of Cheskas Kashres that every human being in the world is a tzaddik. We know that they are derelicts in the world. So maybe he's not the child of the reputed father, of the reputed husband, of the established father. But and she is a tzidkonius because maybe a certain rosh was mianis her. And she conceived from him, so he is the father. So that man is the father, and the reputed husband of the established mother is not the father. So it's not inconsistent with Cheskas Kashres. It's not inconsistent with Cheskas Kashres. It's not inconsistent with Cheskas Kashres. So why does Tesis say so that is a plain teretz on Tesis kasha? But Tesis is strange because the way Tesis formulates it, Tesis says the eid have a motzel meidak v'dilmo mishum dazlinon bosachazoki the amid or eid cheska sadekis. So in other words, Tesis doesn't formulate it in terms of a kasha. It appears from the Roshon of Tesis, the Gemara could have said that, but it doesn't. So why doesn't it say? So if let's say according to Maskone, it's not difficult, fine. But according to Maskone, this Rai is a good Rai. This Rai is, so in other words, so we could say, Vidilmo Mishum, but the Teretz is we cannot say that he is the father on the basis. That's the Teretz. So the difficulty is in the way Tesis formulated, because it's not mashma van Tesis loshin. Ve'id habe motzel meidak v'dilmo mishum dazlinon basachazoki the amei doei mecheskas sadekes. So Tesis should have said, "Hodloi meidak, the hamidoi mishum cheskas adekes mishum the efsher, the echodon soiso." This is what Tesis should say. Tesis says, "Veid have a motzel meidak, v'dilmo mishum the azlinon, bosa chazoke the hamidoi cheskas adekes." So that's strange in the Loshon of Tesis. וחיתם לדבר כינון, מקשינון דינאי ואף מריצי הגופה, תאזלינון בסרובה, לדיר מאור ריצי החוטריב, הוא טריפל שעוד צנפש פוטר. So this is a sikashe, why does the Gemara have to deduce from the fact that the Ritzeach is Chayev Misi and we are not Chayshish maybe the Nirtzach? Is it Chayev? So as far as that is concerned, so it's possible to apply the Chayev Misi of the Ritzeach to a case where no Utabs he was performed. So the Gemara says, no, there is still a possibility, maybe there was a Nekev in the Veshet itself, in the Mokim Sayer. But the Gemara could have deduced from the fact that we are not Cheshish that the Ritzeach was a Treife. Now the Halacha is, if the Ritzeach is a Treife, so then we cannot, even though the Nirtzach is not a Treife, so we cannot meet out peace against the Ritzeach. Why? Because then it will be an Yiddish Yat Yochel Azimon. Because suppose two other Edim will come and be Mazim. So then we will not meet out Mise against the Edim. Because if the Ritzeach is a Treife, so that means that the Edim's enemy, whom did they try to have executed? A Gav of Tele. So just as there is no Chiyuv Mise for killing a Gav of Tele, so there is no Chiyuv Mise for being Zoma to against the Gav of Tele. So the Mele, the Gemara could say, we learn out that we lie on Rob, because the Ritzeach is Chayuv Mise. So even, let's say, if we determine conclusively that the Nirtzach was not a Treife because an autopsy was performed, but we couldn't perform an autopsy upon the Ritzeach, he's alive. So in the Mele, if we don't go with a rope, so in the Mele, there is a possibility that the Ritzeach is a Treife, and if the Ritzeach is a Treife, so then the Eides of the Eidim is an Eides Yat Yochel Lazimo. So in the Mele, we cannot meet out the Mise against the Ritzeach on the basis of the Agudas Eidim of the Eidim, because the Eidim is an Eidish Yat Yochel Azimo. An Eidish Yat Yochel Azimo, so it's Losh Moedis. Utrei Fish Org Zalefesh is Potter. Utrei Fish Org Zalefesh is Potter. So, the Shemo, the Azlinon Bosar Ube, Midlei Chashino, the Harigas Atreife, Yorinila Belgium. That's one purpose. Now, Pashtes Aloshin is Mashma. In other words, that the reason as to why the Gemara does not learn out that we go Basar Rov from the fact that the Ritzeach is Chayev Misi. And so the question, if we don't go Basar Rov, so there is always possibility not only that the Nirtzach is a Treife, but also that the Ritzeach is a Treife. So Bishleim, as far as the possibility of Nirtzach is a Treife, we make an autopsy upon Nirtzach. But how can we determine that the Ritzeach is not a Treife if we don't go Basarov, the Basarov, and if the Ritzeach is a Treife, so then if Mazimin will be Mazim, will say Mono Yisem to the Edi who testified that Ruvein killed Shimon. So if Edim will be Mazim, the Edim who testified that Ruvein killed Shimon, so this Edim will not get Mise. Because then it will turn out that it will be Zomam to have executed a Treife. So Mimela the Eides is an Eides, say, Shiyat Yochel Azimo, so the Eides is not a good Eides. So in final analysis, if the Ritzeach is a Treife, so then the Eidim is an Eides, Shiyat Yochel Azimo. So Mimela, Bezdin cannot meet out Mise against Ritzeach. So how does Bezdin meet out Mise against Ritzeach? Because Bezdin takes it for granted that he's not a Treife. So it's a Raya we go Basarov. So Tesis gives two truths. One Teretz is Vishem Odaz Minun Basarov Ben Melechashin Lahar Gizat Treifo Lunei Lavau Lunei Lavau. That's one Teretz. That's one Teretz of Tesis. Now the Pashas Haloshin of Tesis is Mashma that we cannot learn out from Rov because suppose we don't go Basarov. So then we have to be Cheshish, maybe the Ritzeach is a Treife. And if the Ritzeach is a Treife, so the Eidim who are made neged the Ritzeach are Eides Yat Yochel Azimo. And Eides Yat Yochel Azimo is not a good Eides. So that means that the Sanhedrin cannot execute the Ritzeach, because there is no Eides against him. No Eides against him. So, and if Sanhedrin will execute him, so that means they will kill someone shalokidim, because there is no Eidus. But we don't have to be chayshish so much, because suppose it is shalokidim, let's say he is a traitor, so the Sanhedrin does not have the right to execute him, because there is no Eidus. Because he did the Maridi Shatioch Lazim. So what? If there is no Eides, so in other words, so mainly there is no Eides, so there is no Gmadin, so the Gmadin is no Gmadin. So when the Sanhedrin will execute this Ritzayach, they will in effect execute him without Gmadin. And there is Aloche, you cannot Luma, so Ritzayach, Adom de Lichne Oido Mishpot. But whom will the Sanhedrin execute? It's not such a big catastrophe. I mean, but this is not the Lomdish Teretz. I mean, that this should be the Kavone of Teisves. V'shemo de'aznilom basagube, lo'echashino v'harekes atreve, lo'inilom be'almi. That's not a reasonable Teretz. In other words, we could say, maybe we don't go basavo, generally. But vis-a-vis the question is whether as to whether he's a Gavrik Taylor or not, so we don't have to be Cheshish. I mean, if he's not Chayav Mise, so he's not Chayav Mise. What difference does it make? Treife or not Treife? If he's a Treife, so then they is a Yiddish at Yochlazim. They is a Yiddish at Yochlazim. Now let's see the second terms. Very clearly, the time, but this is the way it is usually explained, the thesis. Because it's Ichshosher Rechaik. And suppose this contingency happens, that the Ritzayach is a Treife, so whom will the Sanhedrin execute? And Odom Sholem, Megavik Teile, a person who is destined to die anyway. So what if he's destined to die? But as long as he's alive, he's alive. There is no Chiyuv Mise when you kill a Treife. But there is a Nisar Tzirche when you kill a Treife. So since there is a Nisar Tzirche when you kill a Treife, so we have to be Cheshish for all the homeless. What difference does it make whether he's an Odom Sholem or a Treife? So in other words, so this Pshat does not seem to be a very reasonable time. It is a reasonable Pshat. So something else must have been the Pshat in Tezus. Very clearly, the time of the Treife Shorak Bota, the Hainim Shidavi Nishat Yecholazim, Vi Katnin Eidim Kishiruz, Muli Shapi Katnin Olei, Vin Kein, Chiyach, elo mimai dikatinu leidi, vilo yichashin on dil mehach v'asidu beitrei v'ave, ki nikom abisom ruch. Now the second Teretz seems to be much better Teretz. The second Teretz. He says, right after Rachkanes Yalfuse, so the Gemara mentions, so Rabbine learns it out from Eidim Zeinim. So Rabbine himself says that we learn how that we rely on Rav from Eidim Zeinim. Because the Torah says that when the mazim are mazim the zemim, so then the zemim get mise vasis on kasher zomer vasis lochim, vasis lochim. So the question is how can we meet out the mise against the zemim? Why? Because they were zemim, they were zoma to have the need. Executed, let's say they said, the two Eidim, the initial cut Eidim, said that Reuben killed Shimon. Then another cut, Mazimim, said the mono he sent to the first cut. So then the Torah says that the first cut have to get Mise, because they plotted to have the Nibne executed. So Vasisilik Hashadom Vasis Lochim. But maybe the Nibne is a Treife. Maybe the Nidin is a Treife, and if the Nidin is a Treife, so that means they were Zomam to have whom executed? A Gavrek Teile executed. So there is no Chiyuv for Zomam Lasis Lochim. Only when it's Zomam, Lasis Ligavre Sholem. Not when it's Zomam, Lasis Ligavre Treife. Ligavre Treife. So he says, so the Mele, and this, what does Rabbine gain from that Yalfuse? Because here we cannot say, because the aloche is that when is the aloche of Vasis Lachashadom Vasis Lochim, only when he's Nigma Dinel Arike and Bezin didn't execute him. But if the Hazomet takes place after Bezin already had executed, so how they were wrong? So Mele here, it's not Shayach to test, to perform an autopsy. He's alive. If he's not alive, then there wouldn't be any missing. So that's why this is what Rabbeinu gains from learning the Dawud from Elim Zeynim. So Teisa says, actually, if we are going to learn out from the fact that Bezdin meets out missing, from the fact that Bezdin meets out missing, that Bezdin meets out missing against the Ritzeach, and we are not Cheshish, maybe the Ritzeach is a Treife, and if the Ritzeach is a Treife, so then the Hades is not a good Hades, because it's an Hades Yad Yochla Azimo, so maybe Bezdin cannot meet out the missing against the Ritzeach. So there's the same Raya that Rabbeinu mentions. Now that seems to be a very good Teretz. So why is it that Teisves at first mentioned another Teretz? I mean, that seems to be a very good Teretz. So the time the Treife show at Potter the Heim Mishin Davi Ish Nachach Lazimo. Vim kat bin aleidim kishi yuzmu, isham kat fagnulay. Vim kein ein le yechiyach. Elo min maidi kat bin aleidim. So this is mamish what Rabbeinu mentions. What Rabbeinu mentions. Apparently, if Teisves resorted to another Teretz, and then he mentions this Teretz, so Teisves in the first Teretz assumed, no, that this is, that this is better, that this is better, in other words, that there is something in this Raya that was not contained in the Raya of Rabbeinu. Now we have to understand. Now, then Teisa says, "Chei motzino b'shem Ramach Hakodesh. Ach koshem, my koma v'chitei mivatkin olay. Or mikol mokim havu asher sofik. Yibul hazminu b'sabube. V'shem okosova v'shmei asol. V'shem okosova v'shmei asol." Now, in order to understand this Teisa, I would like to go over the next Teisa. Leichosh dimo mokim saif neketar. Ein lahachis mishkachas lo kein shidvi bino. So then, if let's say the Ritzeach killed the Nirzach with the Sayyid, so then no autopsy can be conclusive because there might have been a Nekev in the Beishet and that the autopsy will not verify. But let's say the Ritzeach consisted in Hadboy Bino, so no organ was mutilated in the Nirzach. So then, by performing an autopsy, it will be possible to determine everything. So the answer is, because the Torah says that the Ritzeach is chayav miseh in the case where he killed him b'chleitzoch libarzah with the sayim. So in other words, so we have to visualize the possibility of miseh in a Ritzeach other than it be even all. Abakosh. משכח לו כן שויו כמו שמח מגובה וירוב שויו שולי ובוזה בנוק ויוגי בנוק ויוגי ויש לי מה בידי חכו להעמיד הפוסק בכך. Now, so that was because it's a day hack to apply the posik to such a case. Vim tema. Say, if they come to market, they come to the market, they come because the Mishnah says Sanhedrin Shereges Achat Sheva Shonim, so are the Chavodos. If it's Sanhedrin meets out one capital punishment in 7 years, it's a murderous Sanhedrin. And then, one Tane says the Achas Leshivim Shon. And Kivim Rav Tav say Il Molo Yinu B'Sanhedrin Molo Yodom Ne'arak Meilon. So the Gemara says, how would they do it? They will not reform rabbis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. So they say, lo yod ne'arak me'ilom. So it doesn't mean they would just abolish din nefashis. It means al-pedin, it would be impossible. Al-pedin, it would be impossible to meet out capital punishment. So how would they do it? So the Gemara says, because they would ask him, Treve, if the Edim would come and say, we saw that Reuven killed Shimon, so the Sanhedrin would ask the Edim, do you know whether Shimon is a Tresholim or a Treve? So then the Edim, in all probability, would say, we don't know. How should they know? I mean, They didn't examine. I mean, all the organs of the Niyatzach of Shimei. So Mimele, they couldn't give him easy because of the possibility maybe he's a traitor. V'imtim zolim asholim borak shemom lokim sayiv nekevav v'olcha mashmad lechashinon nazminon basarubin v'yish leima. So in other words, so that means that we don't go basarov, but here the Gemara says that we go basarov. In other words, even without making an autopsy, so we can meet our misa against Ritzach. V'yish leima v'ramakim alitayim idom alechashinon nud v'shalikei abeheimu v'kosovach cholo v'nipeitei abeheimu b'bcheim. In other words, if somebody buys a behemoth, and the behemoth gives milk, then after the behemoth gave milk, it gave birth to a behemoth. So to what? So the question is the vlad b'chor or not? So the fact, so Rabbi Akiva says, that the fact, now usually if a behemoth gives milk, so it's a rayon, it has already given birth to a baby, because if it hasn't given birth to a baby, it wouldn't give milk usually. But sometimes there can be something unusual, I mean the glandular abnormality, something abnormal, and it can give milk even without having given birth to a baby. So Rabbi Akiva says, in other words, the fact that if a certain behemoth that he bought, let's say from Levit Kehovim, and he doesn't know whether that behemoth had already given birth to one vlad, now the behemoth gives birth to a vlad, so we have to be chashish, maybe this vlad is the firstborn vlad, even though the mother of this vlad gave milk before. And usually, if the mother gave milk before, so it should be an indication that how was the mother able to give milk? Because it had already given birth before the birth of this vlad. So this vlad is certainly not a b'chor. So we don't rely on it, the contrabaki. Why? But most behemoths who give milk have already given birth to a vlad. Only a mean behemoth can give milk even though they have not given birth to a vlad before. So we see that Rabbi Akiva doesn't rely on all. Avogav the Rav Behemoth and Chayvus and Chayvus. We Avogav the Afilu Rav Meir the Chay. So that's the reason as to why Rabbi Akiva says, Ilu Mori O Yizi Bisal Eder O Yen Amilam. Because Rabbi Akiva the Taimei, he doesn't rely on Rav. So, he doesn't rely on Rav. Alright. The Yidran. Avogav the Afilu Rav Meir the Chay Shlu Mute Mei the Hechad Lo Yefshah. Rabbi Akiva Choshev Lo Yefshah. In other words, because it's Efsha. In other words, Rabbi, everybody is made that where it's impossible to realize a certain din of the Torah, so then we do rely on God. Now, since it's impossible to realize the din of meeting out capital punishment of Misa against the Ritzeach, without relying on Rav, so then we shouldn't rely on Rav. The answer is, it is possible in unusual situations if Kremeichai was Mikule. Kremeichai Mikule doesn't mean Dafke, that the person was so mutilated. Let's say, suppose we take an x-ray, and through an x-ray we can see. So that's like Kremeichai Mikule. Alright. So, ורבשים גמליאל ופוליקלעי ואומר אפי מר ושיף אדום בישראל אפי חי יש לו מוטה מקום לו כמחושב לא יהיה אפשר דידי רכו לעמיד הפוסיק בכך. That's one thing. ואידי מרב נתם די אף אגב די ירישלינו ואידים קטלינו ואידים סמכנה רובה איכל לא אפשר איכל ישלינו ואידים ויאמרה די לא ידע פוטר מידעי עשה מידעי עשה יבריר די ירישלינו לחיים וישאלינו מבואמר אחד מסייב ואחד באווירין, יספוט אף אגב די מסייב באווירין, כי שואים למינו לידין, חייב, עד מיקחשה, דודה, היינו משום מסייב באווירין, נשאר כל כך בגוף הידס. די מהו יהור די מסייב, ומהו לי באווירין, אבל מוק מסייב נקפה, ודשאר בגוף הידס, תווי, יבדקים וביום ולא ידין פוטר. ואיך עוד אימר, כאילו שחירים, ואיך עוד אימר כאילו זבונים, נשאר בגוף הידס, אף אגב די מיקחשה, דודה, חייב. So he says, so Rabbi Tam says, that It's not that Rabbi Akiva. He doesn't rely on Rav. Rabbi Akiva relies on Rav. Certainly here, everybody should rely on Rav, because it's Loyevshah. But the reason is why Rabbi Akiva says that we cannot meet out, missing, except in a highly unusual situation, where, let's say, in Chaname, we made an autopsy and we determined conclusively that he did not have any traven. But in any other situation, we cannot meet out, we say. Not because we don't rely on Rav, but because there is a halacha of vidorashto v'chokarto eidim. So the halacha is that when eidim testify in Nefoshes, so Beis Din asks them all kinds of questions, all kinds of questions. Okay, well, if they didn't testify that Reuven killed Shimon, so Beis Din will ask him how he killed Shimon. Whether he killed him with a revolver or he killed him with his sword. And the Beis Din will even ask him unimportant questions. You say that Reuven killed Shimon, Beis Din will say to the Eidim, what kind of clothes was Shimon wearing? Was he wearing white clothes or was he wearing black clothes? Even though it's completely irrelevant, what difference does it make? What clothes? So that's the halacha, what the name is Nochna Dovo. So Mimele, if, let's say, Deidim will say, if Sanhedrin will ask Deidim, was the whole Kitri for Isholem? So Deidim with no probability will say, we don't know, we didn't examine it, we didn't perform an autopsy. So Mimele, it will be a chison in Vidorashto v'chokarato eitim, in v'nehem is noch in Adovo. So that's the reason as to why Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon say that it's impossible if they had been in Sanhedrin according to their view. That's what it means. If they had been, according to their view, it's practically impossible that Sanhedrin should mete out capital punishment against the Ritzayah, because the Torah circumvented the edis and the execution of Nefoshes with so many requirements, that it's practically, it will be impossible for Sanhedrin. Of course we can visualize it, but it can happen maybe once in 1,000 years, because in order to conform to all the requirements, so it is practically impossible that a Sanhedrin should be without this. Now, so he says, but not that we don't go with Rav. Now the Russian of Avraham Letami is, the Afal Gavdi Yerushalino Lady, Katlino Lady, Samchun Larube, Heiched Loyevsher, Heiched Yerushalino Lady, the Amred Loyade Potter, Midet Havel Asai Varili. So I heard from my father, Zechen Levoche, that the Pshat in Avraham Letami is not, as it is usually assumed, that according to Rabbi Tam, if the Sanhedrin doesn't ask any questions, they did, so then we rely on Rav. And Sanhedrin don't ask the Eidim, do you know whether the Horuk was a tree for a shalom? So then we meet out with him, because we rely on Rav. But if the Sanhedrin asks, and then we say, we don't know, I mean, that's the end. That's the only honest answer that they can give, unless they really performed an autopsy and they obeyed every organ of the Nirzach. But ordinarily, if the Sanhedrin will ask the Eidim, do you know whether the Homok was a trade for Yisholim? What will say? How should we know? So then, the Eidim will be bought, because it will be a chisom in the Rashi v'chakarta Eidim. But that's inconceivable. What difference does it make whether the Sanhedrin asked them, And they say, we don't know, or the Sanhedrin don't ask them. But the Sanhedrin know that they don't know. So I mean, there is a certain mysterious significance in the Eidim saying, we don't know. The Sanhedrin know that the Eidim don't know. So my father said that the Pshat in Rabbi Tam is not, but
what Rabbi Tam is saying is this. Actually, if not for the halacha of the Rashto v'chokarto hedei, if there hadn't been halacha of drishes uchtires, then Sanhedrin have to ask all kinds of questions, the hedim, even irrelevant questions. God mishchele moyrobush, or God mveni moyrobush. So then, Ben Sanhedrin would have to meet out mise, and not b'cheishish, maybe is a treife. We don't have to be chayishish for such a chosher chayike, because we rely on Rav, even in regard to the foshis. But there is a halacha of the Rashto v'chokarto hedei. So the main Sanhedrin is mechuyev to ask. So what? So. And of course, and the answer is, what is the answer? That they don't know. So the main they cannot meet out because of drishes uchtires. So when Rabbi Tam says, the avodavdi l'shalim l'leinim, he doesn't mean if Sanhedrin will not ask. And the Sanhedrin, it's discretionary in the Sanhedrin. No, it's a halacha of the Rashto v'chokarto hedei. So Sanhedrin is mechuyev to ask all kinds of questions. Is mechuyev. And that comes within the Yitzilo Edo. Why is the Sanhedrin mechuyev to ask all kinds of questions? Because in order that there should be akroshe, and that the Edo should become what? So the Sanhedrin is mechuyev to resort to bechol tazdike shebeilom, to manipulate that the Eidah should become bottle. And Mimela sins by asking and by eliciting an answer, Eidah the Eidim, so the Eidah will become bottle and they'll spare the defendant. So they are mechuyev to ask all kinds of questions. But Hamatam means this, the Avagab the Eloishalin Eidim, if there had been no chiyuv to ask, the Eloishalin Eidim, if there had been no chiyuv to ask, then the Sanhedrin would execute the Nidin. The Sanhedrin Arube, if there hadn't been any chiyuv to ask, then the Sanhedrin would have to execute the Nidin. But Heichad Lehefsheh, Heichad, the Sanhedrin Arube Heichad Lehefsheh, Heichad Lehshalin Alehu, but where the Sanhedrin does ask, and since there is a mitzvah of the Rashto v'chokarto, so it's always a case of Shalin Alehu. And if Sanhedrin doesn't ask, they are not conforming, they do not carry out the trial kedin, because that's the mitzvah of the Rashto v'chokarto. In other words, when Rabbi Tam says the avagab di roishalin lady, katrilo, he means if they wouldn't, in the event, the avagab, that in the event that loishalin lady, so then they would be katrilo lady, but hechad ishalin lady, what they do ask, so it's loy katrilo lady, and they are mechuyev to ask. So mainly it's always Shalim Alei. But Rabbi Tam says, Heichad Shalim Alei, if there hadn't been a din of Shalim Alei, if there hadn't been a chiyuv of the Rashto v'chokarto hedei. But Rabbi Tam doesn't mean that it's discretionary in this Alei. Alright. Now, Hikshav Nehitzra Baramotre, Dohochi Alfin Amritzei Abedin, Zeyin Dastin Abasarude, Abun Mephoshes, Bechim Mucha Bechspel Nasir Omeire, Uvein Anisrofim, Amrino Niskom Nisrofim Yodin Biskila Akalabu.